The key evidence includes the key to Halbach's car. It was found in Avery's trailer home during one of several searches carried out by Manitowoc and Calumet County Sheriff's deputies. But Avery's defense team argues the search was illegal under what's known as the one warrant, one search rule. Investigators used only one warrant to search Avery's trailer several times over several days. Attorney Jerome Buting asked state investigator Tom Fassbender why he didn't take the time to get fresh warrants for each search.
You could have done that, right?
Yes.
You chose not to.
Yes.
You believe that this warrant gave you carte blanche to go in and out of his residences and trailer as many times as you wanted, right?
Yes.
The prosecution argues that one warrant was sufficient because search teams were on the property during the entire week. Buting also questioned Fassbender about the role Manitowoc County officers played in the searches, charging they had a conflict of interest.
You sent in Manitowoc County officers to search Mr. Avery's residence?
Yes.
After you knew that Manitowoc County had recused themselves or stepped down as the lead investigators of this case because of their civil lawsuit that Mr. Avery had filed?
Absolutely.
Avery was suing the county for its role in sending him to prison for 18 years for a rape it later turned out he didn't commit. The prosecution claims that Calumet County deputies were also present at every search monitoring the work of the Manitowoc County deputies. Judge Patrick Willis will rule on several motions over the next few weeks, including a prosecution motion aimed at preventing Avery from referring to his wrongful conviction during his trial. That trial begins October 16th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.